Rand. Street, Helena, California. February 15, 1906. Dr. Rand, Boulder, Colorado. Dear brother, I understand that you have decided to leave the Colorado Sanitarium in response to a call that has been made by the St. Helena Sanitarium. I understand that you will take the position of physician-in-chief at the St. Helena Sanitarium. We shall be pleased to have you do this if it is your choice. The need of a physician here is just now quite manifest. Never, never has the cause of God been more in need of staunch men who will officiate under the most skillful medical missionary that ever came to our world. I have come to be very much afraid of movements which, when carried out, result in men having the experience recorded of the church in Sardis. Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead." Revelation 3, verse 1. There are those who in their efforts to improve their fellow men are not guided by right motives. They think to convert the world with an understanding of science. But with all their ideas of higher education, they have not, with a few exceptions, an intelligent understanding of the very first and simplest sum in the plan of addition for the attainment of Christian perfection. It is the plan of God that we shall add grace to grace, perfecting faith by increasing trust in and reverence for God. How is this to be acquired? Not by the putting on of a vain show, but by an understanding in genuine simplicity of the plan of addition that God desires us to follow. This will bring the peace that comes from the plan of God. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 1-8. It is not the name, however great may be the exalted favor shown it, that is of value, but the simplicity of true virtue. God desires us to increase more and more in practical, genuine godliness, working out His plans in and through the merits of Christ. All who work out the plan of addition given them by God will be lights shining amidst the moral darkness that has clouded our world with crime and unrighteousness. The things received from the Lord Jesus Christ make human beings a power to bless. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Verses 8-10. He gives you power that enables you to resist the satanic antagonist. He bruises the serpent's head. Victory is on the side of those who make thorough and diligent work for repentance. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 11. Here is our life insurance policy, which will prove efficacious through an endless eternity. Our calling is made forever sure. You cannot tell how intensely in earnest I am that every soul shall have more than a name to live, how earnestly I desire that we may all have a clear title to the immortal inheritance. Oh, how my heart sorrows to think of the thousands upon thousands who have a name to live, but who by Christ are pronounced spiritually dead. Speaking to the church in Thyatira, God says, "And all the churches shall know that I am He that searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you, I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 2, verse 23-29. We need to understand the things which John saw and make the use of them that Christ designed should be made. We need now to pray for wisdom, that we shall not have a name to live while we are dead. Especially should we now give to the book of Revelation close and critical study, for Christ visited John on the Isle of Patmos to show him what would be in these last days. Let us all be wide awake to see intelligently and speak intelligently regarding what is to be in this last remnant of time. I wish to repeat some things found in the message recorded in the first part of the third chapter of Revelation. The instruction contained in this chapter is to be understood and perpetuated. Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Verses 1, 2. Then comes the message in decided language. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Verse 3. Here is rebuked inattention to a message given by Christ. Those addressed have let the truth fade out of their minds. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Verse 2. As we read these words and think of the imperfect works of professing believers, works that dishonor God, our hearts are deeply stirred. Will not the churches make the truth for this time their study? Will they not now revive the earlier messages and apply them to the present? I feel almost benumbed as I see so great a work to be accomplished. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Verse 3. Repent of your careless indifference, and arise and seek the Lord. It is too late to be indifferent now. Satan has poisoned lotions to present to everyone who is at fault. We are to give to the world the things that we have heard. Instead of being weak and strengthless and ready to die, we are to make diligent efforts to proclaim the truth. There is a work to be done in the churches. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received. Verse 3. Give these truths to those who know them not. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Verse 3. Hold fast to the truth you have received.